This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Sunday marks the first anniversary of the Women's March, a worldwide event where millions of women came out to protest President Trump and advocate for women's rights. Tomorrow in Columbus, another march is taking place at the Greater Columbus Convention Center and the State House. Rhiannon Childs is the executive director of Women's March Ohio, and she joins me now. Hi, Rhiannon.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You organized this march last year in Columbus. You sent thousands of women to D.C. last year for Trump's inauguration. How would you assess the first year of the Trump administration?
I would assess it as horrible for many Americans, particularly black and brown people in our country and women.
Why do you say that?
I say that because a lot of his policies, especially his attack on birth control and reproductive rights and the Muslim ban, I think that the most vulnerable people in our country are suffering under his presidency.
In the last year, do you feel that those groups have become more politically involved, more involved in social issues, more involved in activism and advocacy?
I believe that they were always involved in social justice work. It's just now that their voices are being recognized and uplifted. I know myself as a black woman, I've always known my strength. It's just now that people are standing with me and understanding that our oppressions intersect. And I believe that's bringing us together and to unify. And that's how we build our power.
What do you feel has changed in the hearts and minds of Central Ohioans in the last year?
I feel that we've come together in Central Ohio, and I'm hoping this past year with our activism and our rallies and our phone banking to legislators and office visits, I'm hoping that will empower us in 2018 to vote for more progressive candidates and vote women in office.
Talking about voting, you have multiple speakers lined up for the event tomorrow on getting out the vote, on gerrymandering, on voting rights. What would you say your organization's top priority is?
I would say our top priority is empowering women so they can understand that we have a voice and that we can get people in office that will advocate for us, the things that are important to us, like reproductive health care. I know in Ohio, since Governor Kasich has been in office, there's been 20 restrictions on abortion rights. And it's just like an attack on women every single day. And I believe that if we come together, we can elect more candidates, more female candidates, and more progressive candidates that care about our concerns and needs.
The Me Too movement was obviously one of the most striking things to happen to women's rights this year. It's brought lots of attention, but it's brought some division as well. Do you think some of the backlash we are seeing to that movement is to be expected, or do you think it's a sign that the movement could be stalling?
No, I don't think the movement is stalling by no chance. It's to be expected. I mean, when you have these open conversations that people just haven't had before, so things are going to come up and arise. I mean, it's all a learning moment at this point because you weren't to talk about sexual assault and harassment. You weren't to talk about racism and discrimination. So now we're having these open conversations. Then I feel that it's a good thing. I know the one reason why I joined Women's March was because of sexual assault and harassment, particularly when I was in the military. There was a lot of sexual harassment, misogyny, and sexism existed. And that was the main reason why I joined, seeing Hillary Clinton, such a powerful woman in our country, to, she's going through the same things that I went through. I told myself that I would never be silenced anymore.
Rhiannon Childs, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much.
Rhiannon Childs is the executive director of Women's March Ohio. Tomorrow, they are holding a march at the Greater Columbus Convention Center and State House. Earlier this week, we talked to a man who strongly supports President Trump. That interview is on our website at WOSU.org.